Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, July 11th. Early morning downpours left several Massachusetts roadways underwater yesterday as rainfall rates of 4 inches per hour were reported in some communities. By the time the rain moved out, Weymouth recorded the most for the area with just over 7 inches of rain. By 9:30 yesterday morning, more than 6 inches of rain had fallen in Weymouth and Hingham and nearby Braintree. The parking lot at Quirk Volkswagen was flooded out. Granite Street was under several feet of water. Quincy recorded just under 5 inches of rain. Massachusetts State Police troopers were forced to shut down the Southeast Expressway during the height of the commute because the highway was flooded as crews waded out into the water and opened up storm drains. The flooding also slowed down deliveries at Fabiano Florists in Quincy. Closed roads and traffic made for long drives and delays. In Randolph, firefighters even had to help residents pump water out of their flooded basements. Signs are posted warning people to swim at their own risk at Wollaston Beach in Quincy this week. Results of water tests taken this week indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water at 4 sections of Wollaston. Signs and red flags warn people to stay out of the water. Bacteria levels in the water often increase after heavy rainfall. The state tests the water quality at Wollaston every week between Memorial Day and Labor Day. The city tests the water at city-owned beaches, and bacteria levels are likely elevated at city beaches, too, due to yesterday's heavy rain. A Roslindale man has been sentenced to 3 to 5 years in state prison for a fatal crash on the expressway in Braintree over 2 years ago. 21-year-old Hedwines Quitant pleaded guilty to charges that he was racing another vehicle when he crashed into a car driven by 46-year-old Michael Wojdag from Hanson, who was killed. Officials say Quitant was traveling at 120 miles per hour at the time of the crash near Exit 6 in Braintree in February of 2023. The other driver fled the scene and has not been captured. Quitant was convicted of manslaughter and related charges. He'll be on probation following his prison term and lose his license for 15 years. A Vietnamese national living in Braintree has been sentenced to prison for stealing the identity of a dead 13-year-old for several years, eventually using the stolen name to become a Melrose firefighter. 40-year-old Trong Nguyen, also known as John Doe, was sentenced to 25 months in prison. The U.S. District Court handed out his sentence on Wednesday in federal court. He will be subject to deportation proceedings after serving his sentence. Nguyen, whose identity was not known at the time he was charged, pleaded guilty in March to passport fraud and aggravated identity theft. He was arrested and charged in May of last year and released on conditions, including an unsecured bond of $50,000. He was later indicted by a federal grand jury last September. Prosecutors say Nguyen stole the identity of his young cousin, who had died in 2002, to obtain a driver's license and passport, gain entry into the Massachusetts Firefighting Academy, apply for work, and ultimately get hired by the Melrose Fire Department. Nguyen entered the United States from Vietnam legally in December 1979. In 1995, his status was revoked and he was ordered deported after being convicted of second-degree burglary in 1991. While he was ordered deported, investigators later learned that Nguyen was not physically deported to Vietnam. He was arrested in 2010 for stealing more than $46,000 from the Norwell Firefighters Union while working as an officer of the union. Before being hired in Melrose, Nguyen obtained an EMT certification under his dead cousin's name. In March of 23, Nguyen submitted a passport application in person at the U.S. Post Office in Weymouth, presenting himself to be the dead victim. Part of the Red Line shut down last night for scheduled maintenance and is expected to remain shut for the duration of the weekend. Shuttle buses are replacing trains between JFK UMass and Kendall MIT, making additional stops at Haymarket and State Street. Plan is set to be in place through the final service on Sunday night. Commuters planning to use the shuttle should plan for an extra 30 to 45 minutes for their travel. As an alternative, the T is offering free commuter rail service between Braintree and South Station and between Porter and North Station. The same schedule for maintenance closure is planned for next weekend as well. The special prosecutor brought on to present the state's case in the second trial against Karen Reed made more than $500,000. After a mistrial last year, the Norfolk County DA's office hired Hank Brennan for the retrial, which ended in Reed being convicted of operating under the influence, but acquitted of the more serious charges, including second-degree murder for the 2022 death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe. That OUI verdict will likely go down as the most expensive drunk driving conviction in Massachusetts history. Invoices stamped by the DA's office show Brennan billed a total of $566,000 between September 17th of last year and the end of the trial this past June 18th. Brennan charged a rate of $250 an hour for over 2,200 hours. By comparison, the lead prosecutor in the first trial, Adam Lally, receives an annual salary of $149,000. His boss, Norfolk County DA Mike Morrissey, is the highest paid person in the office with a salary of $223,000. Brennan's first contract called for a maximum payout of $75,000. However, that's been amended several times since then. The most recent amendment was a maximum amount of $300,000 in early April, just as the second trial was getting underway. Attorney General Andrea Campbell announcing a nationwide coalition of attorneys general have secured approximately $720 million in nationwide settlements with eight drug makers that manufactured opioid pills and contributed to the nationwide opioid crisis. Massachusetts is expected to receive up to $17 million as a result of the settlements. Based on the overwhelming participation by attorneys general across the country, all eight defendants have agreed to proceed with a sign-on period for local governments. Over the past decade, Campbell's office has taken a number of legal actions to hold various companies and individuals responsible for their role in contributing to the nationwide opioid crisis, including drug manufacturers who engaged in unfair and deceptive practices in the marketing and sale of opioids. Most recently, the AG's office helped secure a $7.4 billion settlement in principle with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family, which is expected to bring up to $105 million in funds to Massachusetts. Five granite monuments and a granite bench have been dedicated at the park that was built at the site of the former Beachcomber nightclub on Quincy Shore Drive. Members of the McGettrick family, along with friends, associates, city officials, and former patrons, all gathered for a ceremony earlier this week to unveil the monuments that pay tribute to the performers that entertained at the club and its history in the city. Ryan Ackerman of the Monte Granite Company in Quincy created the monuments for the park. The Beachcomber closed in 2015 after 56 years in business. The city purchased the property for open space in 2021. The United First Parish Church in Quincy Center is hosting the annual John Quincy Adams Presidential Wreath Laying Ceremony on his 258th birthday anniversary today at noontime. Guest speakers will include representatives from the Quincy Historical Society and Adams National Historical Park. Mayor Thomas Koch and an Adams family descendant will also offer remarks. The ceremony is free and open to all. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater Free Friends Fridays concerts continue tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. with Little Lies, a Fleetwood Mac tribute band, an opening act, and a Daily Young. You can visit friendsofrga.org for more information. The Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents Sunset at Orchard Beach Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Participants will take a 1.5-mile walk to Orchard Beach and explore relics of the area's past. Email sowen@quincyma.gov to register and for more information. Don't forget, Hancock Street and Quincy Center will be closed between Dimmock Street and Washington Street Saturday for the free Dropkick Murphys concert. Police say MBTA buses will be using Bergen Parkway during the concert. Parking will be allowed at the Kilroy Square and President's Place garages, but will be restricted at Quincy High School and behind the Monroe Building. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are up. The Dow rose 192, the NASDAQ added 19, the S&P was up 17. Asian stocks mixed in cautious trading after Wall Street closed at an all-time high, with Delta Airlines kicking off earnings season with a solid outlook for the rest of 2025, spurring an airline stock rally. The dollar was up, the euro was down, oil at $66 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Rays 4-3. The series continues at Fenway Park at 7:10 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast for today: some morning fog and drizzle, and then partly cloudy, high of 83 degrees. For tonight, some patchy fog, a low 62. Tomorrow, some morning clouds, then some afternoon sun, high of 82. Sunday, partly cloudy, and a high of 83, and then mostly cloudy Monday with a high of 85. The boating forecast calls for 1-foot waves, northeast winds at 5 knots, become easterly later today, and a high tide 12:48 p.m. Sunrise 5:17, sets at 8:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 11th.